internet chatting and video conferencing and network gaming.
A young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ Newstar.
Yes!
DJ Newstar.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Style Show. Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo is didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet. No. 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 No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Shut up!
Testing. Testing.
It's not working!
Oh, wait, it is. Welcome to the DJ New Style Show, exclusive Tuesday night programming on thereisnoradio.com. Seems to be 9. That's right. It's the usual time. Before I can get to any of this shitty banter that I do over and over and over for the last few fucking years, it never changes. A little band from a little fucking country called Germany called Rammstein!
Put two of them up your ass.
Yes. Yes, that's Rammstein. Put two Rammsteins up your ass and give him 4 chicken McNuggets. Yeah, you're listening to my internet radio show. Thank you very much. If you're live, great. If not, oh well, you downloaded it. That's good. Good for you. A lot of people do it. Go fuck yourself. No, actually, I'm just kidding. continue to do so. We have a lot to get to. I mean, I haven't done the show in a while. We have a guest with us, a friend. This is something that I've done in the past, but I haven't done in a long time. A bit of a co-host situation here. We've got our buddy, Germ Freak, on the line here. Germ Freak, how are you tonight?
Can you hear me there, Chief?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Germ, how are you?
I'm doing dandy. How's everything going there?
You're doing dandy?
Yeah.
That's good. Everything's going fine by me. It's your first time as co-host. You've been on a number of times before to do your question time bit, which I honestly has received mixed reviews.
That's a good word.
No, it's a couple words, actually.
Okay, thank you.
It's a good phrase. But it's received mixed reviews. I love it, personally. I think it's hilarious because you're such a fucking nutcase. Actually, that your line of questioning makes me laugh. But a lot of people out there find it to be tedious and boring. Now, have you ever had it in your head while doing this question time thing that that people would feel this way about something that you were a part of?
Yes, I have felt that way because it does become tedious after a while, and you don't want to wear out a good thing.
You don't want to wear out a good thing, but the thing is that the people that are your detractors, if you will, don't really think it was ever a good thing to begin with.
Well, listen, I'm not here to start any quabbles, if you will. I'm just here to entertain. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you are. I find it entertaining, and I think you're an entertaining guy, Frank. As you know, I've been on vacation, a little bit of a trip, about a week ago already, but I haven't done the show, and it's been a bit of an absence. Did you miss my show, Frank?
I didn't even know it was gone.
You didn't even know it was gone. You're a prick. You're a prick and an asshole, and I hate you.
Okay.
And you are a germaphobe. So I hope that the next toilet you choose to sit on was secretly tainted with a black man's urine.
Well, I am a germaphobe, but as you can see, my cam, that's an actual toilet of a house that I went to, so I can't, I'm doing what I can here.
So you have your camera up, and we're in the Pal Talk room dedicated to the show we do here, the DJ New Style Show live room. It's, you're putting up a picture of a house that you did an appraisal for?
That's correct.
Or not a house, but the toilet in a house. This struck you as something so noteworthy or horrific that you had to take a shot of it.
I had to get photographic evidence of what I saw there, and it was disturbing at least.
Why don't you describe it? I mean, because I could describe it, but I'm not that afraid of germs. Why don't you just go ahead and give full description of this picture here and your general vibe?
I'll give you a little background. White trash individual out in Warren County.
Warren County, New Jersey.
That's correct, yes. Out in the boonies, almost Pennsylvania. He let me into his house, and there was an odor wafting in the doorway, and, sort of like the Toucan Sam, follow your nose, and I followed my nose right into that room over there, as you can see, and apparently the toilet is not working. However, they still proceed to defecate in the toilet bowl, and even though it cannot flush. So.
Okay, so it can't flush, and people still shit in this thing. Now, this isn't a joke. This is the actual toilet that you have on your camera.
Genuine toilet. People live like this in New Jersey.
So if I can look closer, I have to get the picture enlarged here to really analyze this. I'm looking at what is just a no-frills American standard type just white toilet in a bathroom that doesn't have all of its linoleum, and it doesn't even have, like, the toilet doesn't have the tank cover on it. And that's not even the worst part. The worst part is probably that it's yellow like a fucking a white ashtray after 20 years of use, and the inside is completely brown. You can't even see the drain in the toilet, and you took an overhead view of it. Yeah, are you there? I think we lost him. I don't know. Well, I don't hear Germ. Maybe he's just fucking retching or something like that at the prospect.
No, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Were you so put off by this toilet that your ears refused to work?
No, you broke. You were silent for a moment. I thought of some technical difficulties, but it looks like it's working now.
Yeah, it's going along very well.
Yeah, well, you know, I entered the bathroom, and obviously it has not been cleaned in a while. And as you can see, the man's ass was quite large, apparently. You could see the toilet bowl seat, the back of the toilet bowl seat. When he takes a dump, it gets lodged on the back of the seat there.
That's so fucking gross. I mean, I don't have a problem with these germ things, but like the fact that someone's ass is so huge that it his logs are getting stuck in the back of the toilet seat is
yes.
Just fucking disgusting to me.
No, I'm not fucking with him. I mean, he had a big butt. You know, when he sits down, you know, the crack of his ass doesn't hover over the water, so he just, you know, gets a little stuck on the seat, and it was very crusty.
Ugh. Yeah, it's fucking, it's just a mess. I gotta tell you right now, though, in a pinch, if I really had to go, I would use that toilet.
Would you sit on the seat, or would you hover, do an aerial drop?
I would absolutely sit on the seat. Right now.
You're absolutely kidding me.
Why does this bother you?
You would sit on that seat.
Yeah. If I have to shit, I'm going to sit down. I'm not hovering.
Okay.
I will sit right on that seat, right on that fucking disgusting, used-to-be white seat, and I will just, you know, give my contribution to it. I will try to make it just a little dirtier. Does that bother you? Like, would you, like, what if one of your kids said this at dinner? Like, I don't care about you, Dad. I'll use that toilet with no paper ass gasket. Like, he's being really defiant. Would you smack your kid if he said that?
Well, I would throw him in a tub and take a wire brush and just scrape his skin off his ass.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure you would. I'm sure you'd really do that. You're joking about that, by the way. You can't fucking make a joke about abusing your kids.
I'm not abusing. It's what's called cleaning.
Just
that's
discipline.
How we do it. That's how we do it in the household here.
Everything clean!
When the kids come home, they must go right into the powder room and scrub their hands.
Yeah. Wait, when they come home? When they enter your house, you make them wash their hands like it's a fucking... like it's a hospital and they're going to see a newborn?
Yes, and yes, powder room, Barbara, that's a powder... Well, what can I say? I guess I'm a little effeminate, okay? You cunt.
wait, hold on. Let's let some of the other people in on who you're talking to. We have a girl here who's saying that that you're less of a man for calling the bathroom a powder room. And she's saying this in the Pal Talk room where you can send feedback or whatever else you want to do. But what do you think about that? I mean, why'd you have to go off on a tangent? It is a little bit faggy to call it a powder room.
Well, you know, she's trying to call me out, you know, throw me under the bus like I said something a little off the wall, okay? It's a half a bath powder room. That's what we call it in the business.
A half bath powder room? And don't act like in the business. Like you having to look at some fucking redneck in Warren County's fucking brown toilet qualifies you as any fucking professional. I could go in there and give the same fucking number you'd come up with.
Whatever.
That house is worth $47,000.
Yeah.
Boom.
But that,
what was the figure on that house? The house with that.
I have not worked up the figures at this point in time.
Do you have a hunch as to what it'll be?
Not particularly. No.
Six figures.
Six figures? No.
Really?
No. Definitely six. Yeah, six figures for sure. I don't know what you can buy with that's five figures, except for maybe a mobile home or something.
Well, that's what I'm thinking it is, because it's a little too close to the shower and sink. Like, there's not much of a gap. I thought it was some kind of converted mobile home trailer type thing.
No. It's a regular house.
I'm sorry I didn't know, because I'm not in the biz.
All right, there's no need to jump down my throat. I'm just explaining it to you.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I don't want to be treated like this.
Okay. So... Your name, your chosen name is Germ Freak. A lot of us here know you as Frank. Now you're a self-confessed germaphobe, and this is kind of evidenced by the fact that you said you would wire brush your child if he even suggested that he would sit on a dirty toilet, And also that whenever he enters the powder room, he, or she, I guess you don't have a son, do you?
I have a son as well as two daughters.
Okay, so. Now who would you who would you be more upset with? A son or a daughter that would use a dirty toilet?
It would not make a difference. But a real quick story, when my daughter were in nursery school, I forbid them from going to the bathroom at school.
Did you ever have them piss their fucking pants?
One time my eldest daughter almost pissed her pants and she started crying in class.
Wow, dude. That is just fucking horrific. If I couldn't shit at school, like, let's say I genuinely believe that my parents are respectable and good humans, and I trusted them when they said you're not allowed to use the toilets at school. Let's say that's true, or suggest it. The fact that I'd have to hold my bowel movements and my piss would fucking just kill me, and I would piss every day. I would pee my pants every fucking day.
Right. Well, what happened is I would reward her when she came home if she did not use the toilet facility.
Jesus! Dude, she's not a fucking dog. You're not going to teach her to sit by giving her a sticker when she doesn't fucking fall down. You can't, like, use positive reinforcement with something that has to happen. She has to piss during the days. She's got to piss. Like what? Okay.
That.
Now, would you accept? Would you give her her treat? Like, what would be her reward?
Well, I'd maybe buy her like a storybook or a little toy of some sort, a little trinket, if you will. And she'd say, "Daddy, I didn't use the toilet today." So I'd say, "Good girl, good girl." Because let me tell you what goes on there. Since you don't have kids yourself, little boys in school, they urinate, and when they urinate, they miss. I don't want my daughter sitting in a bunch of sweaty feet.
Oh, because there's the one toilet in the classroom.
Yes.
There's the one toilet in the classroom that all the kids use.
Exactly.
I was almost going to nail you that, hey, there's a fucking ladies' room in the... Okay, but I know what you're talking about.
Right. So the little boys, and you know, they piss at the toilet bowl seat. I don't want my daughter's ass going on the urine. So that's why I tell her to hold it.
So do you think that she's ever lied to you about that?
No, because,
then you're full of shit.
I could tell because, you know, you could just tell. You could tell, see, the clothes are rumpled or things of that nature.
Wait a minute. You could tell the clothes are rumpled because they took... Come on, man. You're examining wrinkles on fucking, Oshkosh Bagosh overalls?
Listen, my daughter doesn't, they don't lie on my kids, so...
Okay, so they don't lie. They're good kids. They don't piss at school. Their teachers have to be fucking amazed that at the time the school year's over, there are at least two kids that didn't get to turn around the stop go sign on the fucking one bathroom in the classroom.
No, let me just preface by saying that my eldest daughter now, she knows how to hover. So she does use the bathroom at school because she hovers. And she tells me, I say, "Do you hover when you go to the bathroom?" She goes, "Yes, Daddy, I hover. I don't touch the bowl, Daddy."
Dude.
I say, "Good girl."
Wow. Hold on. Okay, so you've instructed them from early on never to use the bathroom at school. Has this extended out anywhere else? Like, if you're at a restaurant and they have to piss. Or, like, I mean, the classic thing is, like, if you're out, like, at Disney World or some shit, or you take them to something that they're going to want to enjoy... The kids are going to have to fucking piss because you're out there 6 hours, 8 hours,
right,
doing whatever. What do you do in that case?
Well, in those situations, a parent is with him or her, so the parent will assist in the matter.
So
when she's alone at school, it's a different story.
Have you ever had to lift and hold your child in the air? Hold them in the air and let the piss just trickle down?
I've never taken my kids to a public bathroom before.
Oh, that's your wife's job.
That's my wife's duty.
Okay. Literally, huh? Duty. Ugh. God damn it, that's fucking gay. Okay, so this is just really stunning to me that your kids...
That's real life.
You've forbidden your kids from using a bathroom at school, even though they have to. Let's say it's taco day at school. Taco day was always a big day. One, you loved it, but two, you had to make that trip to the bathroom before gym class.
Well, you know, you should be able to control your number two. You say you go often at work. I think you should be a big boy and control it when you get home and relieve it.
There's no way. If you're saying that I am flawed because I have to shit at work, there is no fucking way I would make the day.
You make it in a routine. You either go at night or in the morning. You don't go in the middle of work. Don't make work bathroom your home.
I shit 3 to 5 times every work day. Every 5 fucking times.
Well, you know what? You should fix your diet a little bit.
I don't eat, like, all my food in the fucking morning or at night. So I'm not going to be able to fix my diet to train my fucking my intestines. To train my rectum when to fucking launch an assault. It happens, man. There's sometimes I feel like I really have to fucking shit, but I'm in the middle of a meeting, so I'll hold it then. It's torture. But the minute the meeting's over, I have my my magazine that I leave in the bathroom. I leave it in the bathroom, germ freak.
That's not good, because what if other people are utilizing it?
I don't care. See, why do you care that other people might use the magazine?
Because then they may get fecal matter on it.
So what? I'm going to wash my hands.
But you're going to wipe your ass, aren't you?
Yeah.
Listen, I think that's foul what you're doing.
You think it's foul?
Yeah.
I think you need to get closer to your microphone, because just a little bit. I need to hear you a little clearer when you tell me that I'm foul for shitting during a work day and using a semi-public toilet.
I think it's a little absurd that you're bringing magazines into your public restroom and enjoying yourself as you take a dump. You should be getting in and out of there ASAP and getting back to work.
Why? Wait. Why can't you enjoy yourself or read something while you're taking a shit? What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it at all. I'm just saying, you know, you're in a work environment. You should be doing your business and going back to work. Don't sit there and make it a break. Don't sit there. The next thing you're going to get is a little strawberry daiquiri on the side there.
I mean, you know what? If I could, I would. I would absolutely eat and drink while I'm taking a shit. Sometimes it takes a while, man. There's a lot of shit going on. So I'm in there like fucking 3-4 minutes sometimes.
Have you ever literally eaten while you were taking a dump?
No, I really think that's kind of disgusting. I really do. I knew of one kid in... where I worked at the computer lab, one of my schools. I worked there, and this kid would frequent it. His name was John Kansas, and we didn't know his last name, but we called him John Kansas because he always wore a Kansas concert T-shirt, and that's all he ever wore. He pulled up to our group one time because he heard one of us say, "I have to take a shit," and he goes, "Yo, one time I had to take a shit. So I held it for like 5 hours and held it and just kept drinking a lot of milk. And it came out black like my bag." And then he points to his JanSport backpack and we're like, "Dude, I don't even fucking know you." And he's like, "Oh, all right." And he goes away. A week later, he comes up to us again because now we've met. So he thinks he knows us. He's like, "Yo, you ever try this one, man? You know when, like, they change your oil? You know, some mechanics will pour some oil down the thing with, like, the, you know, with the whole thing open to see that everything's not clogged?" I'm like, "I've never heard of that, but I guess some will do that." He goes, yeah, they do it, all of them. And, well, today, I decided I'd save some time and eat my breakfast cereal while I'm taking my morning shit. So it's kind of like when they're changing the oil and they're dropping the oil through. I'm just dropping more cereal in." He was seriously the most disgusting person I've ever met. And that's turned me off of the idea of ever, ever eating while taking a shit, Germ. Now, what do you think of that as a time saver?
You know, obviously I think it's repulsive. Perhaps if you hold your nose, maybe that would work out. But, you know, what about even just bringing a beverage in there? Have you ever done that?
No, I you know what, if you're out at a bar or something, you have to. You don't want to leave your drink out there and have somebody put their dick in it. But you take your glass with you, put it on top of the toilet, and go to town.
All right, well, right there, you just did a foible right there, putting it on top of the toilet.
What's wrong with that?
Well, listen.
Where are you going to put it?
You know what? You have somebody hold it for you. That's what you do. Okay?
So you would rather risk getting something thrown in your drink than see your glass the entire time and risk getting a little shit on the bottom of the glass?
I don't think somebody you know, a friend, would put a dick in your glass or whatever.
I think that if any of your friends would and probably have. Now that I've heard that story about you barring your kids from public toilets.
You know, I had a situation where I actually, as you know, I don't use public restrooms, so I took a piss in the woods behind some type of offices somewhere.
Behind where?
Behind the office buildings. There was okay. Some woods back there. So I took a piss, but I realized I had to take a dump at the same time. So when I took a piss, I kind of had an accident in my underwear. So... And the sec thing is I had an inspection I had to go to afterwards, so I had to do an inspection with a load of shit in my ass, my underwear.
Hold on. You just left the shit there?
It was in my underwear.
Hold on. You didn't even attempt to clean it out?
Well, how am I going to clean it out? I didn't take my pants down. I just took a piss. I felt something come out of my ass, and I had a load of shit in my ass, and I could feel it sticky and everything. And I had to go to an appointment, so I had to go to a house with shit in my pants.
Hold on. You are afraid of shit, yet
not
you
my
leave...
own shit.
Oh, not your own. So it would be completely cool to drink out of a glass that has your own shit on it.
Oh, listen, you're getting a little off the wall now.
No, it's not that off the wall. It's disgusting to leave shit in your underwear and then go about it like nothing's there. Like, well, nobody can fucking smell the chubby bald guy with a load of shit in his fucking underwear appraising their house.
I wrapped my jacket around my ass so you couldn't tell.
What, like a country club member? You just... Your ass had a cape on. It's not hiding the shit smell.
Well, listen... You know, he just said that his dog must have had an accident, so.
Wait, who said that?
Well, when I went to the house.
Oh, the guy said his dog must have
had an accident. There was a house in Ocean Township in Monmouth County.
New Jersey.
And it must have smelled, and he says his dog must need to go out. And I says, yeah, I think so.
Okay, so you didn't have to bring it up to him. He brought it up. As soon as you entered the door, the dog magically must have shit.
Well, no, I was walking through the rooms. It took some time for the odor to disperse. But listen, you know, then when I came home, I you know, did what I had to do. I fixed myself up, cleaned myself.
Did you wash them? Or did you have your wife wash them? Or did you
throw them away? I threw them out.
Now, you should have kept them.
Well, what am I going to do with them?
You got to wash them.
No, I wouldn't. I don't do that. I throw them out. Why would I?
Yeah, you know, it'd be to try and save a garment would be absolutely unheard of. You know, after you've just fucking surrendered and worn shit next to your ass for the last 3 hours.
It's a pair of underwear. It's not an Armani suit, all right, Sparky?
Okay. We have a question coming in from our buddy EJ McGrath. Were they tighty whities or boxers?
They were tighty whities. They were tighty whities.
You were wearing a man diaper with shit in it. appraising someone's house.
Pretty much.
That is fucked up. Like, if it was boxers, you may have been able to work it out somehow.
If I had boxers, it would have fell out somewhere.
So was it like a log? Was it a lump or was it a pile?
Well, you know, when you shit in your underwear, it all becomes mushed. So you really can't have a log this or that. It just becomes one big cesspool.
It looks like the napkin a baby would use after eating pudding.
Absolutely, and you know, listen, what am I going to do? I had to do what I got to do, and then I drove home, and I threw underwear out, and I took a shower.
Wait. You drove home and then threw them out?
Yes.
Were you wearing them when you were in your car?
Yes.
So, did you throw your car seat out, too?
I didn't throw my car seat out.
You said it's Ocean County. You live in Ocean Township.
Ocean Township.
Oh, sorry. How far away were you from home?
About 35 minutes.
So 35 minutes, you are stewing. You've already had this dump in there for how long does an appraisal take?
Was I in the house for, you mean?
How long were you there with the shit in your ass?
I was there about a half hour, say.
A half hour? With shit in your ass?
Yes.
No way.
And then I drove home, which is another 35 minutes. So I had about an hour and a half, an hour and 15 minutes of shit in my ass. And what the problem was, it was starting to dry up.
I mean, that's not, you know, that's nothing that people don't do. I mean, I've definitely sharted, as they said in that one fucking Ben Stiller movie, I can't remember. Doesn't matter. Long Came Polly.
Long Came Polly.
Yes. I sharted at one point in the class, and I was asleep. I did it in my sleep. This was Minority Groups in American Society at Rutgers. So it was a real class you had to just really be excited about. So I sat in the back, sharted in my sleep, woke up, and I'm sniffing around. I'm like, wow, somebody fucking stinks. And then I realize it's me. I just left. I left, threw the underwear out, took a shower. And that's it, dude. I'm not spending an hour in this fucking underwear with shit in them. Never came back to the class.
Well, that's what I did. I'm not proud of it, but shit happens, as you say.
Yeah, shit does happen, and then apparently it stays in your tidy whities while you do your job and blame it on your customer's dog.
Well, the hard part was, you know, once I got home, you know, it kind of like it was sort of like it was like cement when I got home. So let's just say there was some scraping that had to go on.
Wait. Scraping, like you had to scrape your ass crack?
Pretty much.
That is fucking disgusting. You are just fucking gross. You let the shit dry in your ass crack. You had a shit pudding skin between your cheeks.
I suppose you could call it that.
I did.
I also had an instance where I pissed my pants in the car. And I had to go in somebody's house, and my pants were soaking wet up to the knees.
Are you fucking kidding me? Why did you piss your pants?
Because I just couldn't hold it anymore. I tried and tried and tried, and, you know, it just exploded.
But why didn't you pull over and piss behind something?
Because I couldn't find a spot. I was in this residential area. I was trying to look for something private, and I couldn't, and I just had to let loose.
Didn't you have a bottle or something?
I did not have a bottle, no.
See, I went to the David Beckham Red Bulls game, and afterwards, like, I haven't pissed the entire day, and I didn't even realize it. I had to piss so bad, I had a fucking large McDonald's cup in the car. I just hauled it out. My girlfriend's in the passenger seat. I just fucking start pissing into the cup. I filled the entire large, like extra large fucking bucket drink of McDonald's, whatever the fuck it was. Filled it! Put the little cap and straw combo on, and I left in the parking lot. Good as new. So, and if I didn't have that, I would have pissed on the fucking road. Pissed in the car next to me. Who cares? You piss anywhere.
Firstly, it's very irresponsible of you to leave bodily fluids in the presence of the public like that.
Well, oh well. I just did shitty panties. What are you gonna do about it?
But I have, you know, utilized bottles before, things of that nature. But I just couldn't in this particular instance. It just wasn't happening.
You didn't have one, or you couldn't get it done.
I didn't have anything. I've actually had a pee so bad that I actually peed in a sewer. In a corner, I believe it was.
You chose a sewer rather than like anywhere else on the planet.
I couldn't hold it anymore. I was trying, and I pulled into on the corner of a house. I believe it was in Rockaway, New Jersey.
On what street?
I don't recall.
Main Street.
No. It was a side street.
Okay,
I looked like there was nobody home. It looked like a dead end type of thing, and I just took a piss in the sewer.
But why wouldn't you let it go on the road or in the grass?
Well, like,
you had to let it go in the sewer because you're so fucked up over it.
It's better to let it go in a sewer. This way it gets drained out in the tunnel.
Yeah, this way it goes right into the Rockaway River, you stupid ass. Now your piss is all in somebody's drinking water.
I don't live in Morris County, so I don't care.
That's fucking lovely. Well, you know what? Your water's contaminated anyway, and fuck wherever the fuck you're from. Anyway, so you just have an issue with pissing when you have to go. Like, so who brought this belief on you? Was this your mom? Was this your dad? Were you raised like you raised your kids?
No, they were always clean, but they weren't as crazy as possible. You had told a story about when you're on vacation about the bathroom that you went to, where everything was automated. I don't know if you want to refresh people's memories with that, but
I had an instance where I went into a bathroom, and I do this at restaurants. I see they have bathrooms for customers, and when they have to go, so the customers go in there and relieve themselves, Jim. That's what people do. They don't fucking do it in their own underwear. So I went into the bathroom, and I noticed that after I was done pissing, the paper towels, the soap, the dryer, everything was automated. And they had paper towels and a dryer. In case the dryer was broken, you could have paper towels. And you didn't have to touch the machine because it's all automated. And I thought, wow, this must be Germ's ideal situation, until I saw the door, which was just like a regular interior door with the one little fucking knob that you have to spin with your hand. Like, what do you think of a... Like, I mean, this would be your ideal situation, but again, you'd still have to handle the door, so you'd be paralyzed with fear.
Right. I mean, the whole scenario is defeated. All that automatic stuff is defeated, is of no purpose anymore. If you have to open the door handle, there's absolutely no purpose in having any of that automated technology.
I disagree. Time saver. Yeah, I don't have to turn any cranks or hit any buttons or anything. It's just fucking, I put my hands there and the soap comes out, the towels come out, my hands get dry, whatever, man. Everything's done for you. And then you know what I'm done? I don't even hold the towel, Jerm. I just grip the knob. The fucking doorknob, turn it and open it, and I'm done.
Right, and you probably suck your fingertips right after that too.
No, I don't do that because that's fucking gross. Why would I do that? I just go back to eating a plate of crab legs with my bare hands.
And you realize, and what I'm saying right now is not out of the realm of possibility. You know there could be urine on that door handle, so then you're getting
urine
in your mouth.
Or worse, and who cares?
Well, whatever. If that's how you want to live, you can go for it.
Yeah, you know what? I'll live with immunities. That's good. And I'll never have an embarrassing story about having pants with I can't even say it, with piss down to the knees to go see a client. You're going to work with piss down to your fucking knees.
Well, I wrap my jacket around me again.
In the front, though, this time.
I had to do it in the front this time. And it kept falling out as I was walking throughout the house, so I had to keep picking it up.
Didn't they think it was fucking odd
they were looking at me like I was a little strange.
That you had your jacket on like a fucking, like an apron? You're wearing an apron to hide your piss stains.
Something like that.
Did you shake their hands?
No, I don't. I do my best not to shake anybody's hands. I put things in my hands, so I don't have to touch anybody's hand.
Like, what did you have in your hands, for example?
Well, like, I have my clipboard in one hand and my camera in the other, things of that nature.
You're just carrying, like, a bowling pin and an umbrella. Yeah. any random thing you could find.
I don't see the need for my palm to touch another person's palm, if you will. There's no need to touch and shake hands. The Asian people are the ones who have it the best way. They just bow. There's no contact. They bow.
Would you ever consider changing to a bow system?
Well, that's what I've been doing. I've been bowing to the people now.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I do. I bow.
No, you fucking have not.
I bow to the people.
So you go up to your clients, the people that want their home appraised, and you show up. Maybe you have a jacket tied around the covering the front. Covering your crotch because you couldn't find a sewer or a bathroom that you've owned. So maybe you're covering your own piss stains and you just bow to them.
I bow.
Do they bow back?
Well, sometimes they put out their hand, they realize I'm not going to shake it, and they put it down.
and so they extend their hand to you.
And then they just
put their hand down.
They put their hand out. I don't shake it, and I go, awkward!
Oh, okay. Alright, I see how that is.
I shouldn't edit that part in there.
No, you shouldn't. You see, you ruined that.
Well, you know, you made a comment before which was pretty hacky, so I figure, what the fuck.
Yeah. Whatever. So, yeah, whatever. Germ, you are fucking insane, and a little bit later, we've given you an assignment. I don't want you to comment on it yet.
Yes.
But we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to get a drink. And then we're going to go into your latest assignment, okay, which is to review one of the internet's many fine clips of pornography. And in just a little bit, we're going to do that. And we're going to take a quick break here.
Jerry, hold on. Before you go to break there, okay, New Style,
sure.
Could you please not play African-American music or, like, death metal? Can you maybe play something a little more mainstream, please?
Something a little mainstream?
Well, you know, something that's, you know, so something that you don't want to kill yourself. And enough with the black music and enough with the goddamn Bob Marley crap, too.
Bob Marley crap? What are you talking about?
Well, you play a lot of that black music, you know, that Bob Marley.
A lot of that black music.
Yeah. But, Def Leppard would be good, you know, whatever. Whatever you gotta do.
I actually have just the thing. This is the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak.
Jesus Christ, I'm here to die and bleed on the mic, get crucified and come back to life. Hallelujah, how you doing now that your girlfriend wanna screw me? Ooh-wee, I got the goods. I roll with rich girls to score in the hood. The folklore true, 10-inch vegetable. The sex is incredible. So who wanna date with Andre? Pick you up late in my 88 Hyundai. Tell your mom that her daughter's the bomb. Bring her home tomorrow with tracks on her arm. Sick fuck in the ice cream truck. Getting my big stick licked by the little sluts. Sex offender, don't question my agenda. I'm on a bender, I'm on a bender. That's right, I'm on a bender. I'm on a bender. Don't ask me no questions, I won't remember. I'm on a bender. That's right, I'm on a bender. I'm on a bender. And I'll be gone till next November. Oh my God, times is trife. This ain't a hobby, it's a hard knock life. I told my mom she'd see my name in lights. The trial of the century starts tonight. News flash, the dude is trashy. Too bad that I'm good at rapping. I would have made a great actor or a porn star. I was born hard. Dick charms from the guitar. Andre, living like a rock star. Blowing lines till I'm lockjaw. Southpaw, knocking out your grandma. Sorry y'all, but I'm sick. Ever since I discovered my dick, I've been roaming the strip. Looking for a tender to take her on a bender. I'm on a bender. That's right, I'm on a bender. I'm on a bender. Don't ask me no questions, I won't remember. I'm on a bender. That's right, I'm on a bender. I'm on a bender. And I'll be gone till next November.
Had a date with Satan. Homie kept paging. I kept flaking.
Sold myself for a hit of crack rock dipped in liquid opiate. Oh shit, I'm lit. Passed out drunk, woke up naked. I'm on a bender. That's right, I'm on a bender. I'm on a bender. Don't ask me no questions, I won't remember. I'm on a bender. That's right, I'm on a bender. I'm on a bender. And I'll be gone till next November. I'm on a bender. That's right, I'm on a bender. I'm on a bender. Don't ask me no questions, I won't remember. I'm on a bender. That's right, I'm on a bender. I'm on a bender. And I'll be gone till next November.
The DJ New Style Show.
Represent as I used to as a man. DJ New Style Show. DJ New Style Show is back. Bitches.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on there is the. That's right. Say it over and over and over again, over and over again. There is no radio.com. Tell your friends about it, bitches. Germ Freak, we're back. How was that music on the break? What did you think of that there, buddy? I don't know if he chimed right the fuck out. I'll get him back on the line. But I gave him an assignment when I decided that I wanted him as the co-host. I gave him a bit of an assignment. Oh, I have him here. Germ, you there? Ah, fuck it. He'll hear it.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, he's finally here. Germ, I gave you a bit of an assignment. I decided that we wanted to do a few things, because I personally liked the question time thing that you did. Some didn't. I did. I thought you were capable of a few other things.
You can't please everybody.
No, you can't. Apparently not. And that's okay. But I had an idea for you. I thought that since you have a certain impression of you that you watch a little bit of the old porno on the internet. Is that an accurate assessment of you?
I would concur with that.
A little bit, right? You don't watch a whole lot.
I would concur with that.
And you like very, very specific things, and you are not into very specific things. For example, the shit porn you wouldn't be into whatsoever.
Not my thing.
No, it's not your thing. But there's other things that aren't your thing, and some things that probably are. We gave you a clip to watch, and we'd like to really hear your review. The title of it on RedTube.com, today it's the number one update on RedTube.com. Gets updated daily. Free porn clips. You know, you've probably seen it already. If you're a degenerate freak like me, you've probably fucking seen them all already. But one of them has a really good title, wouldn't you agree? Cheerleader Gets Fucked is the name of it. And I think that if I saw that, I would think it's a great porn clip. What was your overall impression?
Well,
why don't you go ahead and do the complete review?
Well, listen, you know, you have a situation where obviously you had a girl who was not loved by her family, and she is in a situation where she's in a locker room with a Caucasian man and an African-American gentleman, and first thing I noticed was the Caucasian man, he was not your typical porn star dude. You know, he's kind of short, little frumpy, what have you, and lo and behold...
So wait, when you saw him... Were you getting ready to relate? Were you getting ready to?
That was not nice.
Why? You're a bit chubby, kind of frumpy. You're like, finally, one for the rest of us.
Yes. No. You know, whatever. I didn't. That did not cross my mind. No.
Okay. So continue.
Well, you know, you had a situation where you had the black guy and the white guy, and a girl, you know, nice looking female. And,
nice looking.
Yes. And you know, you get that whole mood rise, and hey, what are you doing in the locker room, blah blah blah. Obviously the scenario is she doesn't have her own locker room to change in. She's asking if she could change in the same room as the gentleman. And
why don't we watch a little or go through a little bit of the clip here.
Yes.
And just to see maybe if we can pick up on what this whole thing is about. Here we go.
Sorry, I thought this was the girl's locker room.
Oh, it's okay. You can change here if you want to.
Wait, now the guy speaking. Is the guy speaking the chubby man you described?
I believe it is, yes. I could be wrong.
Okay,
but
I think you're... Well, I see a woman and I see a chubby white guy on a step machine. And then there's another guy that answers her call right away. Who happens to be a black gentleman.
Right.
Yeah. So, Jerm, what was your overall impression when the minute you saw the black guy?
Well, obviously I knew there was going to be a little bit of jungle fever going on. Because right into it, the black guy, the white guy goes off at a screen. At a screen. And, you know, the woman proceeds to take her shirt off. And she had her breasts were like a little bit of an upside down ice cream cone. They were very coney.
They were.
They were like, yeah, very coney, like a triangle. Like if you were to take a triangle and you know, they were very nice, nice and firm and hard. But you know, the black man proceeds to take his giant gorilla hand and put it on the breast of the woman, and he's caressing her, and next thing you know, they're embracing and everything.
Now, what were your thoughts upon watching this, which ends up being an interracial porno?
Well, my thoughts are, you know, I feel sorry for the girl.
Why? Why do you feel sorry for this girl?
I thought this was the girl's locker room.
Oh, see, there's some misfortune. That's misfortune right there. She thought she was in the girl's locker room. But as it turns out...
That's okay. You can change here if you want to.
See, she can change there if she wants to, Germ.
Right,
it's
right.
Just a win-win for everybody.
Right, right. Well, if that's... You know how you want to handle it, but you know, I just feel sorry for her. She probably had a home life. She was probably a runaway. She probably was sexually molested by her father or her uncle or something.
No.
And now she's resorting to this type of shenanigans with a black man, no less.
Okay, so now, Jerm, it seems you have a problem with white girls and black guys. What's the deal?
No. It's not. I don't have a problem. I don't. You know. I have no problem with that.
Oh, okay.
But it's just the whole scenario of, you know, you have this. You see a lot of black guys and white chicks. You don't see too much of the black chicks and the white guys.
No, you really don't. Now, do you think this girl would have objected to the music I play on breaks?
Not at all.
Now, why do you object to the music that I play on breaks?
It's very angry. It's not something that makes you feel good inside. It's just something that you don't smile when you listen to that kind of music. You know,
I do.
So
your overall impression? I mean, did you ever in your entire life think that you'd be watching interracial porn on the internet?
Well, listen, I wasn't born yesterday. I've seen it before. It's not a big deal to me, but. You know, you just have a situation here where you have a woman who's obviously down on hard times. She's probably a crack addict or a methamphetamine addict of some sort. And
she's a cheerleader, okay?
Well,
and she was caught in an embarrassing situation of not being in the ladies' room and needing to change.
But at what point did she, when she saw a big black guy and he was a male, did she realize that at that point, you know, she could have left the room?
Maybe she liked him. She did. Yes. He did such a good service for her that she decided to repay him.
Well, what did he do? He let her change in there?
Yeah.
You know, is that really that big of a deal? Listen.
I'd say so. That's convenience.
The situation comes as this. Next thing you know, she's on her knees, and he flaps out his horse dung, and she goes down on business. You know, she's on the seat, and she's getting it from the back and in the front and all that other crap. And to wrap it up, he blows her load in her mouth. And it wasn't that much of a load. For a big dick, not a lot of load.
Jesus.
Pretty small load.
Didn't know you looked into it that far. Jesus. I thought you would have seen the black guy and the white girl put two and two together and just close it with damn it! The internet wins again. That's what I thought would have happened. But no, Germ Freak, you're crazy. Now, let me ask you something. Let me ask you a question. Do any of your daughters aspire to be a cheerleader?
Actually, regretfully, my oldest daughter already was a cheerleader.
Oh. Now, why is it regretfully? Why would you regret her wanting to be a cheerleader?
It's a little degrading.
Degrading.
Well, you have these girls rooting for these guys. It's a little submissive, you know. It turned me off, you know. And see, Barb's mother told her the same thing, so I'm not the only one who's wrong here.
Yeah, but now your oldest daughter, is this the same daughter here?
Did he tell you to say something?
Yeah.
What?
I like the bad boy extra.
What the hell are you doing?
Is that the same daughter?
No, it is not.
Okay. Now, After having seen this clip where the cheerleader and the black guy have a little get together in the locker room, are you going to forbid her from joining the cheerleading team ever again? Like you did, you forbid her to use the school bathroom.
I probably will not forbid it. However, I will discourage it. She actually asked me just before I put her to bed tonight, if she can go away to college in a dorm, and I said, absolutely no way.
What? Absolutely not. Are you kidding?
I am not kidding you. I said, absolutely not. You are living at home, and you will stay at home.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Why won't you let her live in a dorm?
Listen, we all know what goes on at those places. It turns a nice girl into a bad girl, okay?
Did your wife go to school?
Listen, she went to the same type of school Barb's going to, so, 2-year college type of thing.
Okay, so she never was away from home.
That's correct.
So you think every girl that goes to school is never to be marriage material?
No. I don't want her to be put in a situation where she's going to get abused and used. My daughters will remain celibate until they get old.
Or until they figure out how to convince you that, they're not doing it and still reap the benefits of whatever trinkets you give them when they come home and say, Daddy, I didn't have sex today. Good girl. Here's a fucking Webkinz.
Yeah, they love the Webkinz. They like the Webkinz.
They do, no. See? And that's going to propel them into a life of mischief.
You want to hear something really disturbing? My daughter Kayla is into writing songs now.
Really?
And she wrote a song. And mind you, she's 8 years old.
She have it written down?
On a piece of paper, I saw it.
Can you get it?
I cannot get it. She's sleeping in her room. But I remember the words.
You got it. Okay, recite it, please.
Well, one of the phrases was, I want to kiss you on the lips because I know it'll feel so good. Now, when I saw that, I had to clench my heart, and I almost fainted.
Wait. Was that heartbreaking to you?
It hurt me inside.
Now, really was that this girl?
Did he tell you to say something?
Yeah.
What?
I like the bad boy expert.
Was it that girl?
No, it was not.
Okay. So, it was, how many daughters do you have?
Two.
So, it was the one that wanted to be the cheerleader?
Yes.
Oh. I see. It all makes sense now. The one that wants to just go away from daddy, go to school, live in a dorm, kiss boys, be a cheerleader. I see.
And not only that, but I also read a note that she wrote, and she said that a particular boy in school was hot, and that really hurt me, too.
Now, do you know the boy? Have you ever seen the boy?
No, I have not.
You haven't researched it?
I have not. I'm not
That's
Snoopy,
bullshit.
Barbara.
That's bullshit. I know you saw the name, and you fucking instantly looked it up.
I swear to God, I did not.
If you're looking around, and Barb, who is also known as A Girl or A Girl, however it's pronounced today, is saying that you're snooping, so you're a bad dad.
I'm not snooping. It was on the counter and I saw it. Period.
Do you know the first name?
Of the boy?
Yes.
I believe it was Brandon.
Brandon. Were you relieved that it was a white name? Yes, you were. Don't even deny that you... Oh, God, at least it wasn't a black basketball player in a 1987 porno. Oh! Oh, yeah, see, it's actually Brandon Smith, Barb says, so it could be deceiving. Like, if she wrote, Mr. McNabb is hot, then you might think he's an Irish gentleman, but behold, it is quite the opposite. So, Jerem, are you really, like, your heart aches when you read these things? Like
my heart aches at the thought of my kids getting older. It aches.
At them getting older and becoming adults.
Exactly.
Being away from you.
Exactly.
Getting fucked.
Don't you dare talk like that.
They're going to eventually. You're going to be a grandpa one day. You're going to be a grandpa to a gray baby, and it's going to be delightful.
I'd rather have my kids just stay home with me for the rest of my life and take care of me when I'm old.
They're not going to want to do that now. And I'll tell you why. Because the minute, every time you dash every hope and dream they have, they're going to resent you for it. Did you ever think of that? Like, they want to go to college and live in the dorm. Maybe they saw some fucking episode of some stupid show with mindless humor on the Nick channel or the fucking Disney channel or something like that, where they're in a dorm. And it's the coolest thing ever, and that's all that they want to do. They want to go to college and live in a dorm. Daddy, do you think that, what is it? What is it? Well, I mean, it's stupid, but do you think that when I get older, I could go to college and live in a dorm? No!
That's exactly how it works.
Never! You live with me and take care of me.
I want them to take care of me when I'm old.
But they'll do that, dude. You want them to take care of you when you're old. They're fucking 8.
Well, I ask them every day.
Your oldest one is 8. What do you ask them every day?
I ask them every day. I say, are you going to take care of me when I'm old? And they say, yes, Daddy.
They also say, yes, I won't go to school in a dorm. Yes, but I won't use a public bathroom.
But no,
yes, I won't become a cheerleader. Yes, I won't accidentally use the wrong dressing room after a game.
Okay, and my oldest daughter, Kayla, the cheerleader, one time I asked her that, and she said, but Daddy, I want to live my own life. And that just, I just had to go into the bathroom and control my feelings.
You had to control your feelings?
Pardon me?
Were you going to, like, burst into tears in front of your kid?
I had to excuse myself from the room.
Oh, okay. So, your daughter's 29 years younger than you.
Yes.
Let's just go 30. So, you're going to be how old? How old do you anticipate needing help?
You mean when I need them to take care of me?
Yeah.
75.
75? 75? Most people are like running laps around the mall or walking the contour of the mall at 75 perfectly. They don't need help.
Let me tell you something, New Style. You're not a parent, so I'll explain this to you. Okay? I break my ass for these kids. I give them anything they want. They want something. Daddy, I want this. I give it to them. So I'm giving them a good life now. The least they can do is take care of me when I'm old. Okay? Give me a place to live. Give me a place to live and some food in my belly.
Oh, so at 46 years old, your oldest daughter is supposed to just move you into her house and do everything for you because you gave her a nice life.
Absolutely.
And at the middle of hers, you need to now cash in on what you gave her.
Absolutely, to pay back.
Now, what tasks do you anticipate her, you know, what do you think that taking care of somebody it means?
Just the basics, having shelter and food, place for me to live, place for me to stay warm in the winter.
Yeah, it's a little bit less romantic than that. But taking care of somebody that's old involves washing them, cleaning their piss clothes and sheets, and, I mean, you're already pissing yourself at fucking 35 and thinking it's okay to go see clients. So I can't even imagine what you're going to be at 75.
Okay, I'm going to ignore what a girl just said just now. But, you know, when I say take care, I don't necessarily mean them, you know.
Well, no. She said something here. She says, Frank, do you really want to move into a house during which, while you're sleeping, you hear her head being smashed into a... So now, at 75 years old, are you going to have a problem with your daughter scrubbing your asshole and your penis to clean it?
You know, I don't mean take care of me in that type of way. I don't want her to bathe.
It's going to have to happen. If you move in and then you're unable to do it and you start stinking up the house, she's either going to do this. Now, you tell me which is worse. Hire a Jamaican nurse to do all this shit for her or have her do it and not some stranger. Which would you rather have?
That's hard for me to answer that type of a question. I don't want her wiping my behind.
Someone's gonna have to do it. Who do you want to do it? A Jamaican nurse or your daughter?
Well, as long as the Jamaican nurse is wearing gloves, I'm okay with it.
Really? Well, they're gonna be. Ooh, did you hear that? That's the sound of the Jamaican nurse crinkling up paper to rub against your ass. Frank, darling, bend over to your ass crack. Show me your shitty old ass.
That's not like an Irish Jamaican.
That's what it is. It's her name is McNabb. Anyway, Frank, it's gonna happen, man. This is when you say, "Are you gonna take care of me when you get older?" For the next 50 years, you keep telling him every day, asking him this. They're gonna be geared up to either do it or just leave you to rot somewhere.
I'm supporting them, then they have to support me now. You see?
See, what happens, let me tell you something what happens here. Let me tell you something here. They're 8 years old, right? You're their entire fucking world right now. They love you because you're daddy. You're their fucking dad. The minute they hit 12 and 13, all the way up through fucking 16, 17, maybe even 18, they're going to want nothing to do with you. Barb is checking in saying that 12 was when she started doing DP, double penetration for the uninformed. 12.
You know,
how does that make you feel, Joe?
Well, it really hurt. It like a wrecking ball just hit me in the stomach.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I wish I could give them some type of a pill that would just make them stay this age forever.
That's the type of shit that people say. Like, about a puppy. People say that about a fucking puppy or a kitten. You don't say that about your fucking kid.
I'll say however. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah, I know you can. I know you can and you will. You love your kids. You don't want... But you have some hang-up about them being their own people.
Yes,
you want to control absolutely every aspect of their lives. Is that right?
Essentially.
What was the last decision that you made on their behalf? Like, they said, can I do this? And you said no. Like, give me another example, kind of along the lines of the college dorm.
Well, no, she wanted to go with a friend to, a friend was going on vacation. She wanted to go with them.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Way Too Hip is fucking hilarious. He says, it's funny, about you. Your daughter's described the first time as with a black guy as a wrecking ball in the stomach as well.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah, I'm sorry. You were saying, you know, the last thing that you, or an example of something that you denied them from doing.
Well, no, she wanted to go on vacation with a friend, and I said absolutely not.
Well, that's a kind of reasonable thing.
Well, I don't know what you're looking for.
I'm looking for something that's fucking batshit insane, like you saying, no, you can't go to college and live in a dorm when you get
right.
older.
She will not go to college and live in a dorm, period. I'm paying for it, and she will do as I say.
So that means she has to go to school within 50 miles of your house.
She has to, you know what? There's plenty of colleges 50 miles from where I'm at, baby.
What if she got accepted to Harvard or Yale or fucking Caltech, something like that? What if she got accepted to a really good school, but it's very far away and she cannot commute?
Princeton's right down the road, big guy, so she can go there. It's half hour away.
Yeah, she got rejected from Princeton.
Well, you know, I don't think she's going to get rejected at Princeton except at Harvard. So.
So you'd be okay with her being a commuter at Rutgers, for example?
Commuter, that's what she's going to be, a commuter. And, oh, yeah, Rutgers is 10 minutes from me, for Christ's sake.
Oh, that's good. Because then she'd have no qualms about, you know, taking some late nights in the old library on Livingston campus in Tilghet Hall.
Well, I would drive her there.
No, you would not drive her there and back. Are you fucking kidding me? She's a goddamn adult. You're going to drive your daughter to college and pick her up?
Yes, I will. That's what it takes.
You're fucking kidding me. No, you have to be kidding me.
You'll see in 10 years or whatever.
I won't see in 10 years. Is she going to be allowed to drive ever?
Oh, she'll be allowed to drive because she's got to take me places to doctors when I get older.
No, I mean when she's of college-going age, 18 plus, or what if she's smarter? Maybe she skips a year of high school, goes right to college. So let's just say 17 and up. Is she going to be able to get her license? You're going to let her get her license at 17?
Yes, she will be allowed to get her license, absolutely.
When do you think she'll own her first car?
I don't know when she'll own it. I'm sure we'll give her one, but you know, when she owns it, probably when she gets her own job, when she has a living, I guess.
What do you want her to do?
I want her to make enough money to support me. She tells me she wants to be a teacher. I say, no, you cannot be a teacher because they don't make enough money. I want you to be something and make enough money.
Porn stars make a lot of money.
You know what? I don't like that type of comment.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, how is that relevant to what we're talking about here?
Just saying, man. It's a possibility.
Well, you know, so, all right. And your point is what? Okay?
Here's what you can do. You can keep her at home with you. She won't have to move out. Just set up a studio in the basement. Let her film a couple things. Maybe have a few friends over. Wink, wink. And then do that until her beauty fades, which will be a couple years.
You
and then
what?
She starts college. And you know she won't want to fuck then.
What you're doing right now is repulsive, and it's beneath you. And what Barb said is even more degrading. Okay?
What did Barb say? Please.
She said she'll be really good at doing rim jobs.
Maybe. She said maybe.
Well, maybe that's what she's good at, but, you know, not my daughter's.
Well, you never know, Barb says. And it's true. It's true. But I'm thinking that if you let her do, maybe, you know what, maybe she doesn't do hardcore. Maybe she just shows a little bit on cam on her own personal site, like Nextdoor Nikki or something like that. And then she does it until, she's not as beautiful anymore. Maybe until she's 28. And then she goes to school. And she'll be so tired of fucking and sex that she won't even try it. So she could live there. And she'll get what she wants. And you'll get what you want. Her living with you and earning money.
You know what? I'm not even going to dignify that with a comment because it's
okay.
Just,
I understand. You know, I understand. You don't want your daughter to do any of that nasty stuff. I understand that. But you're having a really hard time letting her spread her wings.
Absolutely.
And legs.
Excuse me.
The worst thing for you, like, are you going to let her go to the prom?
Of course.
With a guy?
I will chaperone, of course.
You will not go.
I will chaperone.
You'll be a chaperone at her prom?
Yes.
Are you going to allow her to go to Seaside afterwards?
Abso-fucking-lutely not. We all know what goes on there. Let's not play games here.
Why wouldn't you? That's the ultimate show of trust between a parent and a kid.
It's just not going to happen. You know, she's not going to be an adult, and I will tell her what to do until she...
You're going to have to be at Home Depot every fucking weekend buying nails to fucking nail doors and windows shut, because she is going to be sneaking the fuck out.
No, she's a good girl. She won't do that type of stuff.
I'm telling you.
I will be in the middle of the prom picture, yes, absolutely. That is right. I know it's even more hard if to think about the girl, the guy that she's going to be with. How do I react to that?
What if it's a black guy?
Well,
what if it's our very own Mike Nice?
Well,
Mike Nice would be like 37 at that point. He would be your age now at a fucking high school prom. What would be the big deal? It's her boyfriend.
I don't think that's gonna happen, probably.
Uh-oh!
Phone is ringing. Oh my god.
Yeah, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak, and we're discussing a possibility of Mike Nice taking Germ Freak's daughter to the prom. Who's this?
Yeah, who this is? Nigga, what the... Germ Freak? Who the fuck do we have on your show nowadays? Man, you got some no-name bitch-ass niggas up on here, son.
Oh, see, now you're cutting him down a little bit. This is our buddy Mike Nice from NiggaKnow.com. What's new, Mike? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Nigga, what you mean? You the one who went disappearing? I thought the white man had got you on the trafficking charge or something, nigga.
Yeah.
You're just moving that powder in your nose, okay? Stop eating your nose.
On some real talk, is that right, Mike?
Nah, it was fuck that real talk.
No, no, no. Is that correct? If I say that.
Yo, son, it's not real talk. It's real talk.
Okay. Hold on. Can I try?
Do you, nigga?
Alright. Y'all on some real talk?
Not real. Real talk.
On some real talk. Yo, where is James Gum?
Nigga, I don't know where that nigga be the fuck at. I ain't nobody's keeper.
I think he might be dead or in jail.
Yo, that's what it is. That nigga, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'm going to shout out. I'm going to send a couple pigeons out. You know what I'm saying? Hood kites.
Send a kite out to James Gum.
Yeah, I'm going to send one out.
So, Mike Nice, what have you been up to? For real?
For real, nigga? I don't know. I ain't been doing shit. You know, just getting this money. You know what I'm saying? Knocking these white bitches upside their head. Pushing old ladies over. You know, typical shit.
Yeah. Now, we have Germ Freak on here. He's a germaphobe, and he's really afraid to let go of his daughters. He has some young children, and he just fears the day that they're going to have to move out and become adults. He wants them to live with him forever and take care of him when he's old. What do you think of that?
That's some nonsensical bullshit.
Yeah, it's some nonsensical bullshit, all right. Mike Nice.
Hold on. How do you get the name Germ Freak again, dog?
Germ, you there, buddy?
Yeah, how do I get a name? I'm just a germphobe. Don't like the germs, don't deal with them, and I'm a freak toy.
So, is you like one of those motherfuckers that like don't eat out, and when you do, you wear latex rubber gloves, and you got all the fucking hand sanitizer shit, and the goddamn plastic bubble wrap type shit?
Something like that, yeah.
Yep. And you really think this is improving the quality of your life?
What's that?
By taking all those unnecessary extra precautions and shit.
It's not improving my quality, it's just making me feel a little bit better, that's all.
No, I'm not trying to knock you, I'm trying to find a new hustle. Like, if I need to go into business and start selling latex gloves to motherfuckers, I'm trying to get my money, I'm trying to hustle this shit on the internet.
You know,
trying to sell this shit at wholesale, nigga.
You need to invent, reusable rubber gloves. Germ free.
NiggaNoWholesale.com coming soon.
NiggaNoWholesale.com.
Yo, get that started. Let me get that domain. Let me get that up into like 2 weeks.
Hold on. Was that NiggaNoWholesale?
No, not. That's the other one. Wholesale is for the pimping and matchmaking services. This is wholesale.
Oh, okay.
Like bulk order type shit. You know what I'm saying?
From China.
No. We gotta talk about that in the next segment, dog.
All right. So, Mike Nice, I understand, like, you sent me some kind of email that you've been asked to join a panel at South by Southwest.
Yeah, I don't know, like, you know what I'm saying? I was just doing me, he'd be on the internet, you know what I'm saying, Googling what I'd be Googling. Creeping the hood all the way on the web 2.0, you know, creeping the hood from here to Japan and back. So this bitch out of nowhere is like, yo, my name is Lynn B, whatever. Sexy fly mama. I was like, oh, all right, bitch, what's up? She came to Mike Nice with some business proposition type shit. Like, yeah, we gonna do South by Southwest, but she ain't called that. She called the SXSW, you know, the white people shit. I was like, what type of military secret alien code shit is this? No, like, real talk, I know what the fuck that shit was. But then I remember back on Real World Season 18, and they was in Austin. You know what I'm saying? They did South by Southwest. And I was like, oh, all right. See, they want the nigga to do a panel on a lack of black internet tech bloggers on the internet. And I was like, I mean, I might do the shit. I mean, like, I got to get some pussy out of it or some shit, though. Like, I ain't just doing no random shit to sit up in a motherfucking white people indie music fest panel and not get paid for this shit.
Yeah. You got to get paid.
I'm saying, plus I got to go over to Austin, Texas. Nigga, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Now, people are speculating that James Gum is dead. He's presumed dead. The search party will cease looking for him. And Godspeed, James Gum.
Hey, man, I'm sorry that nigga had a dynamite collapse, but you know it is what it is.
Yeah. Canaries.
I think that nigga was looking for some holes in the ground, and, you know, he just got caught the fuck up.
So that's nuts that you're getting some actual recognition here. What do you been doing, man? What's new with you?
Yo, son, I'm telling you, I don't know. I just got a little, you know what I'm saying? Just celebrated the born day, you know what I'm saying? Born wisdom, knowledge, cipher, divine, you know what I'm saying? Cole 820.
Oh, happy birthday then.
Nah, nigga, born day. We don't celebrate birth, nigga.
Oh, I'm sorry. Happy born day. How old are you?
No, so why are you asking no fucking questions, son?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I thought it was common info.
No, don't ask me no fucking questions.
How old do you tell people you are?
What?
I mean, like...
Old enough to fuck they bitches, nigga. Old enough.
Oh, man. So, what did you... Did you get any presents for your porn day?
Nigga, it's like Christmas. What the fuck are you talking about? This is not Christmas, you bitch-ass nigga. Sit your ass...
I mean, I recently had a birthday on the 25th of July, thank you very much, and I received an Xbox 360 from my my girlfriend.
Oh, where you got Uno yet, dog? Get that hot Uno. We can do it.
I've been playing games. Uno all day.
Why did you stop playing?
My name is...
Let me get your game tag, so I hit me with the game tag, dog.
DJ New Style.
You bullshit, nigga.
No, that's me.
Oh, you getting smashed up in Uno now, dog. You getting smashed.
All right, I'll see you on there. I got the thing, and I start playing Uno. It's like this mindless game. You just keep hitting B, A. Like, you hit one button over and over again. And every now and then, like you can talk to the people. Some of the people talk. But every now and then, the little caricature you pick for yourself turns into a video for some people because they have a camera hooked up.
Yes, you got to get the cam. So the cam is the high shit. They be seeing all the bitches.
So I saw this one, like, 12-year-old kid. Just looked like an innocent kid. You know, on his cam, and I gave him a draw four card, because it's all I had. The kid just bolts out of nowhere, comes back with a rifle, points it at the camera, and yells, "I'm gonna shoot an elk, and then you!" And then he sent me two messages on Xbox Live. He sent me one, it says, "Fuck you, fag," and it was spelled wrong. And then the next one said, "You had no penis." So I called my girlfriend up. I'm like, "Hey, thanks. I got Uno. It's really, really fun."
Nah, son. It wasn't misspelled. It was in that leak speak, that hacker chat, nigga.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me turn off the black drama room because, you know, I stay up in drama room now. Drama room be the shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mahogany Waters says, "What's up?"
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know. And the antagonizer, he said, "Press down your motherfucking CTRL keys."
And that's what he did. He got out that motherfucker and he thought it was real as it was when that nigga was going off in his ass.
Yep, we know the black drama room very well.
Hold on, I'm going to give you a little sample of this. Listen to this shit, nigga.
Once I was glistening and you can't blame it on fucking lighting. Understand? Because ass is ass. And it was just like he didn't rub the lotion up under the head lip.
Ass is ass, nigga. Ass is ass.
He ain't rolled the lotion up.
Yo, drama room is fucking unbelievable, okay? I just love this shit.
Germ, are you still there, buddy? Germ Freak, are you still there?
Yeah.
What do you think of the drama room, the black drama room?
I don't think much of it.
Why not?
Oh, because there's blacks in it? Is that why? If it was a white drama room, everything would be okay. It'd be like theater, huh? It'd be like Broadway. You would buy tickets and dress up to go see that shit.
No, I never really, you mean that one that you play the clips in, DJ?
You want me to play one of them?
Yes, please.
I don't know which one I should play.
Dog, I'm not trying to hear that tired ass shit.
Oh, y'all fuck that nigga who's fucking scared of me? Come on and tell me how fucking scared of y'all of me. Come on, tell me. Appreciate that, homeboy. Y'all fucking niggas scared of me and shit. Because I'm a fucking made man. I can come on this fucking cam and show my motherfucking black ass, cause that's what I motherfucking do. I can show some fucking weed, cause that's what I can motherfucking do. Nigga, I can show the fucking pistols and shit, cause that's what I goddamn do. Like I told y'all, fuck nigga, fuck the fucking police shit. What the hell y'all about, fuck? Nigga, I cannot be motherfucking touched. How many times must I say that shit? God damn.
That's Blade. Our buddy Blade, if Spickle were here, he'd be asking where's Blade, but he's not.
So. AKA Spickle Spackle.
That's right. Spickle Spackle, what'd you say?
Yeah, that's my best Blade, AKA Spickle Spackle, because he stayed with the fat bitches. One Spickle and one Spackle.
Oh, man. So you've been...
What the fuck is this hodgepodge type of shit that's going on? No, God, we need to get focused. We need to plan for the fall, son. Like, I want to be smashed in the streets. I want to be the number one fucking black web blog voted tech blog in the world, nigga.
Well, I mean, if you want me to do more layout work for you, that's fine. I can suggest videos and stuff, but I think you need more writers.
You know what, dog? Nowadays, isn't it not about what you write? Like, all you gotta do is put like 3 sentences and link to somebody else's shit and let your commenters take over. You know what I'm saying? Let the people who write the comments write the story for you. You know what I'm saying? We in the new content age. It's not about what you write. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to be writing, I think of this and this, this. Fuck all that shit, man. All you gotta do is put a link to a YouTube video and be like, hey, you bitch-ass niggas, check this shit out. And then let it ride. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas gonna write anything way better than you ever thought you could think of, nigga. This the new, you know what I'm saying? It's vlogging. I don't blog, I vlog. I tell you watch a video and you do something. And you write me a book report, you bitch ass niggas. Make sure you buy from my sponsors. Support my sponsors? You got goods and services. Support the sponsors as well.
I support the sponsors, man. I go there every day. I just saw the article with the title, Stop Listening to Amy Winehouse, Faggot, by The Last Real New Yorker.
That shit was hilarious. I read that shit like when I was on the shitter or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That nigga be like, he be getting it off. But let me tell this nigga to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, I believe he's talking about a couple new records that are out by Hell Rel and some other guy.
Yo, son, you need this
Papoose.
Pap is hot. You don't even say his full name. We just say Pap. That nigga Pap is nice, man. Yo, but what you need to do is check out my man Soulja Boy. No, check out my man Army Boy. Crank that. You gotta pull it up right now, son. Just pull that shit up.
Uh oh, we're getting problems here. I think we got some tech issues. Ah, well, this is how it happens. We lost out on Mike Nice. We lost out on Germ Freak, and I believe we lost out on this whole thing. This whole goddamn motherfucking thing. I think we're still on thereisnoradio.com. So if you're listening through thereisnoradio.com, that's great. The number to call is 316-768-4472. And we'll see just what the hell we can do. I want to get somebody else on in a little bit. They're going to talk about some shit. A new career. This is an oldie. As far as co-hosts are concerned, it's Kent the movie guy. I don't think he's going to call in now. He has a new career that he's going into that I think is a little ridiculous, just a little bit. But we'll see.
I don't know. This is the part of the show where the whole fucking thing gets out of whack. I have to reset all kinds of shit. Everything got fucked up. So we'll see. See just what the fuck has to happen. I don't know, man. The tech issues are really just a fucking big pain in the balls. So I'm going to take a quick break here. It's the DJ New Style Show, bitches. Yeah.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Since my baby left this town, sun shining all day long, but the rain keep coming down. She's my life, I need her soul. Why she left, I just don't know. And 40 nights since I sat right down and cried. Keep raining all the time, but the river is running dry. Lord, help me, it just ain't right. I love that girl with all of my mind. My baby broke my heart. Searching for her a while, like a blind man in the dark. Love can make a poor man rich, or make his heart, I don't know which.
ship out on the sea. Praying for her each night that she would come back home to me. Life and love is right. I hope she come back home tonight.
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ Newstyle Show, dick.
Oh yeah, welcome back to the DJ Newstyle Show. A fucking technical nightmare. Yeah, you know what, nightmare is not the best way to describe it. I don't know that I would, be pulled from sleep over a lost internet connection, but that's just what happened. I think we have Germ Freak back, if I'm correct. Germ Freak, you there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
You are. So, what's doing with you, buddy? I mean, what did you think of Mike Nice? I mean, I don't know if you've ever conversed with him on any level.
I never met him before. It's the first time. Seems like a nice guy.
He seems like a very nice guy. I mean, since he's so nice, would you mind if he took your daughter to the prom?
I'd have to consider it. I have to see a picture.
You have to see a picture of him? Let me just save you the trouble. He's a black guy. Okay, does that change it?
Well, there's different types. You know, there's the gangster black. There's the astute black, the Uncle Tom black. You know, what kind of black?
Here, I'll give you a picture. He's straight up gangster. He is pretty gangster. What would you say about that?
No, I don't want gangster, you know, whether it's black guy or white guy, who would want a gangster to be, affiliated with, his or her daughter?
A lot of people would.
Well, listen, maybe you would, but I wouldn't.
Here, this is a picture of him right here that I'm putting into the Pal Talk chat room that a lot of you are in here, and if, my buddy Jimmy Rhodes were around, he would have something to say about that. I fucking guarantee you. He would have a comment about that. I just don't know exactly what it would be. Jimmy, what would you have to say about the chat room?
I'd like to see that chat room is finally banging.
It is finally banging indeed, Jimmy Rhodes. Thank you very much. We have that picture there. It's 100% nice. He's got his little scarf covering his mouth. What do you think of that?
Well, as soon as I can open the link up, I'll let you know.
Phone is ringing. Oh my god.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Newstyle Show with Germ Freak. Who's this? Oh, you gotta be kidding me. That shit happened.
Oh, that's him?
Oh, do we have everybody on here? No, he hung up. Thought we were gonna lose everybody. Yeah, that's him, Germ Freak. It's not really a scarf so much as it is a t-shirt tied around his fucking his face.
Yeah, I'd probably have to pass on that one.
Why?
It's a little too gangster for me.
Too gangster. Too gangster indeed.
You know, he's got a, if he's, putting a muzzle around his own mouth, can you imagine what he would do to a girl?
Well, he would, do a lot of stuff to a girl.
Yeah.
Nice, what do you think of Germ Freak's just staunch attitude against gangsta blacks?
Ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. Just completely. I think that he should consider and be open to more people.
No. Listen, I have no problem with different races, African Americans, Asians, whatever. Well, I don't wouldn't like it if it was a gangsta white. You know, it's a gangster, criminal.
Okay, so what if she was going to marry an Indian guy?
An Asian Indian or American Indian?
The teleconference fucking telemarketer Indian.
It would depend on how bad the house smelled. Their house smelled. Let it go to his parents' house and smell the house.
Okay, since you're a real estate appraiser, how many, do you do a lot of houses for, the Indians?
I would say no.
No, you don't, but have you?
Yes.
What is your overall opinion of them?
Oh, they're fine people. They're nice people.
And their homes?
Their homes are very nice. Just that they has that curry odor, you know, that cooking odor that they use, the curry odor.
In everything, it just permeates absolutely everything that's in their fucking house.
Well, the whole house smells, but you know it's. Well, listen, I guess it just gets seeped in their clothes and their skin and everything. But the house itself is not. It's not like it's a filthy house. Just that it has the odor to it.
I mean, you know, it does have an odor. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah. So what if I were to tell you that I know the guy that your little girl thinks is hot.
You talking about the African American gentleman?
No, the little boy named Brandon.
You know him?
Yes.
First of all, I find it to be very disturbing why you would know a young boy. What's your question?
He is a black child.
Brandon is a black child?
Yes.
Okay.
He's the black boy in school.
Right. Well, okay. You're getting the two mixed up, but okay.
No, he's the black boy in school. We've all heard it right here.
Okay.
Did he tell you to say something?
Yes.
What?
I like the black boy at school.
See?
Right.
That's all the proof you need.
Okay.
Now, would you be upset by that statement?
Well, you know, this is a lot of pressure you put me under here, man. I'm being thrown under the bus here.
A little bit. Just a little.
Yeah, you know, I got no problem with the different races and stuff like that. But, you know, I don't want a gangsta, black gangsta, white gangsta, Asian or whatever.
Yeah, because second grade is just filled with fucking gangsters.
Well, I guess it depends on what area in New Jersey you're from, you know what I'm saying, or whatever.
I mean, the one that you're from, which would be Central Jersey.
Well, I live in a lily white community, so...
So I guess you'd be okay with that then, right? You'd have a pretty decent reaction to that statement?
As long as they're professional and well-cut and well-groomed, it's okay.
I like the bad boy extra.
What the hell are you doing?
Now, why'd you react like that?
That was some emotional distress I was feeling at the moment.
Okay. So, Germ, you're basically, you just want to be a good dad. In the worst.
I want to be a good dad, and that's all I strive for. I'm not the best dad, I'll be the first to say it. I'm probably not even in the top 10 or top 100 or whatever, but, you know, I just want to be there for them, that's all.
Do you let them eat school lunch?
Yes, I do.
Even with the forks and knives, the plastic forks.
Well, they're individually wrapped in plastic. I made sure of that before I sent them to school.
Before you sent them to school,
I inspected the cafeteria.
Do you think that you're projecting some of your OCD on them?
Absolutely, and I think that some of it has already been projected on them.
Do you, Pristine, our buddy Pristine Sneakers has a question here. Do you let them eat chicken?
Reluctantly, I'm saying yes, but, yes, I do let them eat chicken.
And how do you let them eat it prepared?
You know, they usually like chicken nuggets, mostly, so.
Fried foods.
Chicken nuggets, however they're made, I don't know.
They're fried, they're deep fried.
Okay.
They're cooked in grease. Do you get them from McDonald's?
They get them from McDonald's, yes.
I remember when I worked at McDonald's, Germ Freak.
Oh, really?
As a 14-year-old youth, I worked at McDonald's, and I saw how they made the chicken nuggets.
Okay. Could you please divulge what you found out?
Well, normally they're made by the they're not made by the same guy that does the fries. That's usually a younger guy. Towards the front line. That the front line consists of the registers, and you know it's the face of the restaurant. The back line. Now the back line is the people that they like to conceal, the ex-cons and the fucking kid touchers and the Spaniards and all of them. They make the burgers and do all that, and subsequently, Germ Freak, they make the chicken nuggets.
Are you being genuine when you say that they put
absolutely 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
What's going on? It's the Lionheart from WayTooHip.com.
Sorry, I'm just a little bit taken aback by someone that goes by the name The Lionheart. I'm unfamiliar.
It's not my real name. I don't know if you want me to break down that wall.
No, it's okay. If you go by Lionheart, right, we'll go with Lionheart. What's up?
I was just wondering, how old were Germ Freak's kids now again?
My children are aged 3, 5, and 8.
Okay, and I'm finished. Thank you very much.
That's it?
Yes, that was a masturbation joke.
Oh, I got it. Never mind.
I should have set it up earlier.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, see, it was kind of, you had to make like a little, like that.
Yeah, I wasn't fully committed to the bit.
It's all right. I know. You wanted to, you know, pretend you're jacking off the three-year-old. It's okay.
We've all done that.
I mean, why pretend? But still, on the radio, yeah.
I mean, hey, you know, if you're going to believe everything somebody on the internet radio says, then I'm wearing pants right now.
Hey, you know, speaking of internet radio, you can listen to my show at 11 on waytoohip.com.
Okay, waytoohip.com. Is that on thereisnoradio.com as well?
No.
Oh, sorry. Then we got to go. Waytoohip.com. He's a funny guy. He's been sending in some good feedback. So why don't you give him a plug? He kind of looks like the guy from Knocked Up with glasses. A little bit. I see his cam on Pal Talk. I don't know. I have a quick look. I'm not going to give a full analysis because he's another man. And I don't do that. Germ Freak.
Is that wrong of you to say that another man's attractive?
No, I can say that. I can say, like, you know, people are handsome or whatever.
Right,
it doesn't bother me. Is that a stumbling block for you?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Would you say that Way Too Hip, looking at his cam and Pal Talk, do you think he's a handsome guy?
Yeah, he's a handsome fella.
Do you think he's better looking than you?
It's a different style, you know?
Yeah, he has hair, and he's not fucking 40.
Well,
it's a real different style.
I'm 37.
And he has and also, something you said doesn't really happen a lot. He has a black girlfriend.
Oh, it's too bad he couldn't tell us more about that. But yeah, that's very odd to see a white gentleman with a black
it's not,
princess.
What's odd about it? It's maybe rare, but it's not odd.
Well, odd is the same thing as rare, New Style.
No, not really.
Maybe you should get a website.
No, like a retard is odd. Not the most rare thing in the world.
I should have chosen my words more precisely.
Yeah, you should have chosen them a little further away from the heart, basically.
Yes.
That's all right. So, Germ, I don't know, man. I don't know. I wish I really picked up on his masturbation joke. I kind of feel bad.
Well, no, don't feel bad. He'll get over it.
He will. It's okay.
He's a nice guy.
Kind of does. It's okay, though. It's all right. So, your daughter's going to start dating in a couple years.
If you say so.
No, she will.
Whatever.
You're going to have, and this will be the awkward stage of dating where the parents drive the kids to a movie or something like that.
Okay.
Is that, and you're not going to be able to stay there. You drop them off and pick them up.
I get to sit in the back row.
Okay, so you sit in the back row.
Yes.
What would you do? What the fuck would you do if the kid reaches over?
I would have my eyes focused on them, that's all.
And let's say he makes a move. What are you going to do then?
I will move up and sit in the same row.
And you're going to sit next to him. What if he doesn't stop?
Pardon me?
What if he doesn't stop?
Well.
And your daughter's willing.
First of all, that second thing you just said is not that's not how it's going to be, okay? I will just poke him in the back or just pull him by the ear of some sort. And just,
so you're going to do the same move he's trying to pull off?
I don't appreciate that kind of humor.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize, Jerry Freak.
Well,
but no, like, if you... What,
sometimes
let's say,
an apology is a little too late, you know what I'm saying?
It's just a little too late. Sometimes it's just a little too late, like JoJo said. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Pristine. How you doing?
Pristine, what's up, buddy?
Not much, man, not much. I just wanted to say something serious to Jerm, aside from making fun of him and everything, is that this iron grip that you're having in your daughters right now, I swear to God, will completely turn around against you in the long run. It's always girls who have parents like that who try to restrict them from doing everything, don't want to let them go out, don't want to let them live in the dorm when they go to college. These are the girls that wind up getting the loosest when they do get that age, I guarantee you. They love doing drugs. They're very sexually promiscuous. All the things you hate, they're going to wind up doing.
Absolutely.
Just because you're holding them down that hard, man. And that's not making fun or anything. That's a promise, man. If it wasn't with fathers like you, I swear to God, I'd have fucking not gotten laid until I was like 23, at least. I preyed on these type of girls. I swear to God I did.
What do you think of that, Jerm?
Well, first of all, I appreciate that, and I respect what he said, and I will take that into consideration.
Yeah, it's definitely something, man. I'm not making it. It's the complete truth. Catholic schoolgirls,
exactly.
They've all got it going on, man.
Why do you think that nearly every girl I've ever met from Catholic school is just fucking obsessed with sex? Why do you think?
Well, because they're restricted from it, so they want to see what it's all about, and they're, you know, they're blooming.
So it's all going to start with your daughters. You restrict them from the school bathroom. They're going to want to see what happens if they do it once, and then come home and say, I didn't do it today, Daddy. Where's my Webkinz? I wanted the Husky. I don't have a Husky. And then they just fucking cry themselves to Huskyville. That's what happens.
Man.
Pristine, thank you very much. Very good observation coming from Pristine. It's the truth, Germ Freak.
You know what? It is the truth. I'm reconsidering my actions, and what he just said really stuck in my brain just now, and I don't want that to happen.
It's the truth. Now, is it because you've seen Pristine and maybe interacted with him in a chat room? And the fact that he said he preys on these type of women and girls, is that really driving you?
Well, you know, when he said the word prey, it, you know, was sort of like a vulture, if you will.
He used to do that.
It was sort of like I got the envision of a vulture, you know, hovering over a dying hyena or something. And yeah, you know, it's what he's saying is hitting home, and I will take that consideration. I thank you for his comments, and I'm being sincere.
So back to the chicken nuggets, Sherm Freak.
Yes, sir.
Everything I said was true. They're made and handled by you know, McDonald's employees. They're not getting paid a lot. It's a low pay job. So they're either hiring a minor that just needs a job, and they're not allowed to work backline to begin with. To cook for liability reasons, or the McDonald's employee is an immigrant or a former criminal. So the immigrants and former criminals put in the back line where the chicken nuggets are manufactured. So they're handled. Go ahead.
All kidding aside, are you being truthful in what you're saying right now?
Absolutely.
They put the people who are not as attractive in the back?
No, not as attractive. I didn't say that. All I said was they put the white people that can speak English and anybody that can really speak English in the front. And all the people that have a hard time speaking English or look like they're criminals or rapists go in the back.
Okay.
And you just assumed that I meant prettiest.
Well,
because I said white.
All right.
McDonald's is a very racist corporation, as far as I'm concerned.
That's your opinion, of course.
I think McDonald's is racist.
Right.
Grimace was by far the coolest fucking character, but because he's purple, he gets held back by the Hamburglar.
I see.
And Mayor McCheese.
Okay. But the Hamburglar is white, so you can't really say that they're racist.
Yeah, he's a white criminal. How fucking off base is that? So, but the nuggets your kids are eating have been handled by people that have probably committed rape, people that have crawled on their hands and knees into this country and maybe deal drugs. I don't know.
Well, you know, when I say they eat nuggets, they also, you know, they have McDonald's maybe once every few weeks or so. You know, they have the chicken nuggets that you buy in the package, like the Purdue as well.
Oh, okay, the assembly line kind.
Right.
The ones that are hand picked through, so you don't get a chicken claw. That's good.
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about there.
Every now and then, a little chicken claw or a head comes through, and they have to pick those out.
Okay.
So, you know, people have to pick through those.
Well, that meat is usually formed, and it's chopped up and formed, so any beak or anything will be just be ground up, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, your kids are eating them.
Well, I guess I can't control everything, can I?
Ah, see, now you have a new outlook on life. You know, let your kids do more stuff now, maybe? Maybe not say no?
Well, what Mr. Pristine Sneakers said is really sticking with me, and I'm going to have to reconsider my parenting techniques, because the last thing I want is my daughter to be preyed on in that such a way.
Well, they will be. And you know what? They probably already are. There's probably that one kid in their class that wants to go and peek up dresses, and that's it. Do you let them wear dresses or skirts to school?
I don't forbid it, but they prefer to wear pants.
Oh, they prefer to wear pants, so they don't wear any of the dresses or anything.
Well, my little daughter still wears the skirts and stuff, but my older daughter's into her jeans and crap, whatever.
Oh, okay. Does she have a favorite musician?
Yes.
What is it?
Well, she likes the girl group, you know, the Hillary Duff type of thing.
Oh, she likes Hillary Duff?
Yes.
Oh, how nice.
Yes.
You know what Hillary Duff does, right?
She's a singer, I believe.
She does coke.
Oh, shut up.
She does.
She's
a fucking cokehead. Look at her eyes.
Oh, please.
Look at her fucking, the bags under her eyes.
She is also a big fan of that other chick. She's an actress. She's redheaded. What the hell is her name?
Oh, Julianne Moore.
No. Lindsay Lohan. She's a big fan of Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, Lindsay Lohan. Wow. She's a real good role model.
Yeah.
She's got huge tits and loves coke.
You think so?
Yeah. I think so. Would you have sex with Lindsay Lohan?
Of course.
Now, I want you to tell your daughter that you would have sex with her next time she listens to one of her fucking albums.
That would be inappropriate, and I think you know that.
I believe so. But when you hear that she... When you say, honey... What are you listening to? She's like, I'm listening to Lindsay Lohan. Do you think I would have sex with Lindsay Lohan? And then
that does not come to my mind. No.
The minute you think, the minute you hear Lindsay Lohan, you don't think I would have sex with Lindsay Lohan.
No, it doesn't pop into my head. No, I don't think. You know, I don't sit there and say, oh, I'm gonna have this and that. You know, I don't.
Pretty much the first thought I have when I hear a female name is I would have sex with her or I would not.
Okay.
That's the first thought I have whenever I hear a name.
Okay.
That's, I mean, you've never been like that.
No, I'm not going to say I have never. Josie, no, I thought maybe. No, I'm only kidding. You know, what? I suppose so, but at that, if my daughter's listening to music, I don't, you know, and she tells me who she's listening to, I don't think about it at that point in time because it's not appropriate.
What about Avril Lavigne? Does she listen to Avril Lavigne?
I don't believe so, no.
No? Would you have sex with Avril Lavigne?
Of course.
Why?
Why? Same reason you would.
Exactly. So, Germ Freak, is there a female celebrity you can think of really fast that you would not have sex with?
Well, obviously I could pick the obvious, you know, like Bea Arthur or something like that.
Oh, why not? I would totally fuck Bea Arthur.
Who would you rather have sex with, Bea Arthur or Rosie O'Donnell?
Bea Arthur.
Okay.
Completely Bea Arthur.
Okay.
Now, what about you? Bea Arthur or Rosie O'Donnell?
I'd have to go with the O'Donnell chick.
You would fuck a dyke with your haircut when you were 15 rather than fuck somebody who wants dick? Well, potentially wants dick?
Right, but you see, here's the point. The dyke probably has not had many penises in her, so there's less chance of...
Oh, yeah, she's never had penises of the human kind. She's had fucking artificial, exaggerated fucking 2-liter Coke bottle with cocks shoved in her, made out of rubber or glass. Get real, dude, you wouldn't even be able to compete. Lesbians have fucking, have utensils and tools and shit that you wouldn't even be able to hold a fucking, a Bic lighter to.
Right. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I just hope I didn't make the mistake of fucking exciting you with that little rant there.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Which of the Golden Girls would you fuck?
Probably.
If you had to pick one.
I don't know their names, but definitely not Betty White, not B. Arthur.
There's Blanche, or there's the fucking Estelle Getty.
Probably Blanche.
You would fuck Blanche. Why? Because she's the most slutty? Is that what it is? You need a woman that wants fucking just to get fucked all the time. Is that what it is?
Exactly. That's how I deduce that.
I would probably either fuck Rose, which is Betty White, I believe. Or, I'm not even going to say that I wouldn't fuck Blanche. But I would have to say she'd be second in line. Rose was a fucking whore because she played dumb. In St. Olaf, I guarantee you, all of those fucking stupid men in that fucking village teed off on that bitch. Completely. And totally. So, Germ Freak. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Who would you rather fuck, the mother on Family Ties or the mother on Growing Pains? That's Meredith Baxter Burney. Or Judith Light. Or not Judith Light, no. What's her name? I don't even know her name. Maggie Seaver.
Probably Family Ties.
Really?
What about you?
I think you're way off base. Maggie Seaver was a goer. Maggie Seaver loved the cock, you can tell. She was still having kids. She was shitting out kids over and over again.
Now let me ask you this: who would win in a fight, the Family Ties, or Growing Pains?
Well, since Ben Seaver was gay, and what's his name, Mike Seaver was a born again Christian, I'd have to say Family Ties.
Okay.
Family Ties would win. Alan Thicke might be able to try to turn that ship around, but he would just be overwhelmed by the likes of Michael Gross, or all that other shit. Michael Gross really is a scrapper. He can throw down with the best of them. He doesn't look like it, but he's a tough guy.
Right.
He really
is. With or without the beard.
If he shaved the beard, it's like Samson and Delilah. It's over with. He's writing poetry and sucking cocks.
Right.
That's what it is. And by the way, Luke, who was Leonardo DiCaprio, wouldn't stand a fucking chance. Would you repeat that, please?
Who would win the fight, the Munsters or the Addams Family?
I'm going to say that the Addams Family would totally. Why don't we wrap this up here? This is the DJ New Style Show. We had Germ Freak on tonight. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday night, 9 to 11 on thereisnoradio.com. Thanks go out to Mike Nice, to everybody else, and to Way Too Hip. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. The DJ New Style Show, bitches.